Good afternoon, everyone. We're going to call the afternoon session to order. I am extremely excited about our next speaker. Walt Junker is with the United States Attorney's Office. He's been a career prosecutor for 30 years, prosecuting cases involving financial fraud, tax evasion, public corruption, organized crime, and major fraud. And he's here today to tell us how to avoid mortgage fraud. So I'm going to turn it over to him now.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to appear before you today. And as a judge friend of mine likes to say, it's better that I appear before you than you appear before me. I don't mean that as a threat, but unfortunately, I'm one of the people that you may encounter when things go wrong through no fault or no intention of your own. And so we're going to cover some of that today. What I want to do, though, is I don't like to hide the ball, so let me just begin by saying that what I'm here to do is encourage you to get, as most attorneys, and I include myself in this, get your heads out of the books, out of the briefs, out of the files, and talk to real people when you're dealing with your cases or your loans so that you have a better idea of what's going on and can counter a lot of the things that happen, especially after that ChatGPT lecture. It's going to be more and more easy for the bad guys to create written documents that are going to look real. And it's just going to get to be more and more fun. Before I get to that, though, I have to, my office requires I get certain things out of the way. I have to let you know that what I'm going to be telling you today is only my opinion. It does not necessarily represent the opinion of my office or any of my former or current employers. Nothing I say today is binding legal advice, so you can't say, hey, Junker told me I could do this. You can't possibly think that that's a problem or go after me for it. And nothing I say here today, this is very important, relates to any open cases, and that's because I can't talk about open cases, and really, even after the crash in 2008, mortgage fraud has not taken a vacation. It's kept going. I'm going to go over very quickly some of the types of mortgage fraud that we see, but I'm going to be going through it quickly because what I want to get to are things that you all can be looking for and do to look for the red flags in these cases. But I think it's helpful to see some of the types of frauds, and I'm going to go through a case that actually went to trial so you can see how a lot of your own documents are used against you. So first of all, some of the kinds of scams. Some have cool names, some don't. Flipping scam, most of you all are familiar with this. It's basically just somebody that's claiming that they bought a home that was undervalued or that they've done some kind of improvements to it and that they're flipping it for a higher value and therefore it should be funded at a higher value. Foreclosure rescue, that's promises being made to the homeowner to basically renegotiate terms of the loan with the bank. Often what's going to happen is the fraudsters are going to be submitting false documents to the bank in order to get the second loan. Air loans. These are on properties that do exist but don't have homes, but they'll look like they do in paper, or they don't exist at all. Then we also have equity skimming, and that's basically another version of the foreclosure loans, where they're basically cheating the homeowner out of equity value of the property. Again, it's done usually with false documents. Ghost checks, copies of checks that were never cashed or deposited, but they're somehow mysteriously appearing in the title company's files, either from an employee there that's working both sides of the fence or from somebody that snuck it in another way. Ghost tenants, this is becoming more common. False contracts to make it appear a commercial property has tenants that are either renting the property and they're not there or that they're renting it at a much higher value. And one of the things you need to be looking at these days, as you can tell from the earlier lectures, is whether or not they're going to continue to be there. You have silent seconds. It's unrecorded liens that are put on the property by the bad guys, and they purposely have kept it out of the chain of title to make certain that they get paid because, surprise, surprise, fraudsters don't often trust some of the straw purchasers that they use with the banks, so they want to make certain that they've got something to be able to go and get the money later with an unrecorded loan. And there'll be variations on all these things. The common theme among all of these is illusion.